Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for another day in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for our going out, our coming in. We thank you for your daily provision. Thank you, Father, for your favor, for your mercies, for your faithfulness towards us. Even when we are not faithful, Father, you remain faithful. We bless you. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for all manners of blessings that you have released unto your people. Thank you for souls that have been saved to your kingdom as a result of this broadcast. We bless you, Lord, for all those ones you are using the background to ensure that this broadcast is brought life to the people. We say glory be unto your holy name. We commit today's meeting into your hands, Lord. And we say, Lord, take control. Let your fire fall in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone, Lord, that is listening to me today, Lord, Jehovah God, do something extraordinary in their lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise Jesus. Once again, I'm very, very much excited to be with you this day. And I'm sure that the Lord himself will do something wonderful in your life today, in the name of Jesus. Today, I'm going to do more of just to prophesy into your life. And title this session, A Season of Deliverance. It's a season of deliverance. And the Lord himself will deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will no longer be under any form of captivity of the enemy. It's your time to move forward. Indeed, you will move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 16, verse 20, he said, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." Indeed, the Lord will crush Satan under your feet in the mighty name of Jesus. It will not arise again concerning you, concerning your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8, it said, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." Brothers and sisters, no more fear in your life because the Lord is with you. The Lord will deliver you from the hands of the enemy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says also that verse 9, it says, "Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth." The Lord will put his words in your mouth. The Lord will back up the words of your mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. As you prophesy, so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." This day, as you go out this day, the mighty hand of God will be with you. Every kingdom that is not of God in your life, they shall be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. Every plant God has not planted in your life, they are uprooted in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord God will grant you total victory in every facet of your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 68, reading verse 1. He said, "God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee. My God will arise on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus." Every gathering of the enemy concerning you, concerning your family, I declare right now, they are scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who hate you shall flee before your eyes in the name of our Lord Jesus. Verse 2 says, "As smoke is driven away, so shall you drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. I decree and I declare that as smoke is driven away, so shall your enemy be driven away in the name of Jesus. As the wax melts before fire, so shall your enemy melt before fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost will fall upon them. It will melt them in the name of Jesus. They shall be roasted in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 7. Zechariah 4 verse 7 says, "Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the stop stone amid shouts of grace, grace to heat. Every mountain that is standing between you and your destiny, they shall be made plain in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spiritual mountain, every physical mountain, every financial mountain, every marital mountain, every legal mountain standing before you, I decree and I declare, let them be made plain right now in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every hill that is standing before you, it shall be made low in the name of Jesus. Every valley shall be exalted in the name of Jesus. Nothing will hinder you from making progress in the name of our Lord Jesus. Every obstacle that wants to stand in your way, they are hereby removed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." The book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18 says, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. My God will rescue you. My God will rescue you. My God will rescue your family. My God will rescue your business. My God will rescue your marriage in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord will overshadow you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord is with you, because this is your season of deliverance, and indeed the Lord will deliver you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Psalm 91 verse 7. Psalm 91 verse 7 says, "1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. No evil will come near you in the name of Jesus." Verse 8 says, "You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. No evil will come near you. No evil will come near your dwelling place in the name of Jesus. Where there is evil in the front, you will be behind. Where there is evil behind, you will be in the front in the mighty name of Jesus. My God will continue to keep you in the mighty name of Jesus." Verse 10 said, "No evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague whatsoever shall come near your tent. The Lord will fortify you. He will build the wall of protection round about you, round about your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Because this is your season. This is your season of deliverance. In verse 13 said, "You will tread on the lion and on the adder. The young lion, the serpent, you will trample under your feet. Every enemy of yours, you will trample under your feet in the mighty name of Jesus. They will never rise again in the name of Jesus. Every Goliath that is tormenting you, the Lord will cut off their head in the name of Jesus. They will never rise again in the name of Jesus, because my God is with you. Because my God is ready to take you to a new dimension. And indeed, it shall be so concerning you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ." The book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. You shall be a dread to your enemy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. As the Lord said, no man shall be able to stand before you, so shall it be concerning you in the mighty name of Jesus. As God was with Moses, so shall it be with you too. It will keep your going out. It will keep your coming in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will fortify you. He will build his wall round about you, round about your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ." The book of Numbers, Numbers 23 verse 23, he said, "For there is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. Now it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what has God wrought?" Brothers and sisters, every enchantment, every divination against your family, I nullify them with the blood of Jesus. blood of Jesus, every evil prophecy concerning you, concerning your family, I say they will not come to pass in the name of Jesus. They are hereby nullified. They are hereby canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. I dry up the source of their power in the name of Jesus. From their root, I command them to begin to dry up right now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. No enchantment, no divination against you shall stand in the name of Jesus. Every negative report concerning you, I nullify in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I wipe away every evil ordinance, written or unwritten, concerning you, concerning your family. I wipe them away with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will speak for you. The blood of Jesus will arise for you. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, the book of 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, it says, Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you. Indeed, all will go well with you. You see, I pray that all will go well with you and that you may be in good health. You will operate in divine health. You will not use your money to nurse sickness. Affliction shall be far away from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, your body is the temple of the living God. For that reason, diseases will not dwell in your body. You begin to operate in divine health in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will strengthen you on all sides. He will strengthen you physically. He will strengthen you maritally. He will strengthen you financially. He will strengthen you ministerially in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the strength of the Most High in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Revelations chapter 21 verse 4. Revelations 21 verse 4 says, He will wipe away every tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. The former things have passed away. The Lord will wipe away your tears. You will not shed tears of sorrow. What is giving you joy today will never turn to sorrow. In the name of Jesus, you will not shed tears concerning your children. You will not shed tears concerning your spouse. In the mighty name of Jesus, death shall be far, far away from you. In the name of Jesus, we will not hear bad report concerning you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, you will not mourn. You will not cry. In the name of Jesus, it is well with your going out. It is well with your coming in. Pain shall be far away from you. You will not labor in vain. You will not toil in vain. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will breathe upon the work of your hands. In the name of Jesus, whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. You will go from strength to strength. You will go from glory to glory. You will go from power to power. In the name of Jesus, because it is your season of deliverance, my God will deliver you. My God will make way for you. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree, where you have been rejected, you will be accepted. In the name of Jesus, those who have told you there is no way, it is not possible, they will be the one that will call you back. In the name of Jesus, you will receive good news. In the mighty name of Jesus, because the light of God will shine mightily upon you. It will perfect that which concerns you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, my God will give you a new testimony. That long-awaited testimony, He will give unto you. Delay is terminated in your life. Stagnation is terminated in your life. In the name of Jesus, frustration, disappointment, they are hereby terminated in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are delivered from the wolves. You are delivered from the evil ones. You are delivered from the power of the wicked one. The wickedness of the wicked has come to an end in your life this day. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that God loves you. Jesus loves you. But all these prayers, for them to manifest fully in your life, you need to dedicate your life to Jesus. You need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And wherever you are, just say after me, if you are not sure of your salvation, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. And I declare it's you and you alone I will serve. I will not serve any other God. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for this, your children. I say glory be unto your holy name. I commit them into your hands, Lord. Continue to be with them. every prophecy I've said concerning them that come to pass in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.